Leilu Nishmas Rav Klein Mishkamen Ben Reili Melech Tainis Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph Seidur Tainis Elu HaOmer. These Tainis that we mentioned in the past with all the sequences, the Revi'a Rishona, these are all Tali in that first rain. Like we had, like the Rav explains, there were three times of rain, three periods of rain, which is Gimel of Mar Cheshvan, Zayin of Mar Cheshvan, Yud Zayin. If it doesn't rain, then you have the Yechidim that would fast, and then afterwards the Tzibor had the 13 different fasts in the different stages. And that's when the rain doesn't come. Avot Tzmachim Sheshanu, however, if the items that grow changed from what they normally do. In other words, it did rain, however, the barley started looking like inferior barley. It started changing. Or the wheat also was something that looked like it wasn't going to be so good. And you no longer had a luxury of waiting anymore. You really needed tefillos that things should be improved. Because now it's not just coming from lack of rain, where rain can just come later. But rather, since it's already growing something inferior, it seems that if it doesn't start, you're going to lose out. Masrin aleihem miyad. You start fasting, blowing the shofar right away. You go right into all the chumras of those last seven fasts right away. And miyad here means the first possible day. It doesn't mean that second. It just means the next Monday with the beis hei beis. And the Ran says this is only when it actually changes, when these plants, vegetables, grains, where it changes and it's an inferior quality. But if it's just totally dried out and finished, there's no need to fast because whatever happened happened. So the Ran says that in such a situation there wouldn't be a tainus, rather they would just replant, and depending on the time of the year, you know, daven for rain or whatever it was, if they didn't need to fast at that time, they wouldn't need to fast. And similarly, if it already started raining, but then there was 40 days between the Revi'a Rishona and the Revi'a Shnia, the first period of rain and the second period of rain, there was a gap of 40 days. Masrin aleihem miyad. They would go right away into fasting and the shofar and those seven fast days. Mipnei shehi makas batzoras. Because this is a simon of drought when something like this happens. Because once it rains and then things start to grow, and then it doesn't rain while they're already grown, that could very well lead to drought. Drought is one level below famine, which is called ra'av. But nevertheless, it's obviously something that they would go right to the seven fast days directly with tefillos and the shofar.